Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
As I am preparing this message, I see on the news that people are starting to revolt against this lockdown that we're in. We start seeing many people in America coming together again to protest the lockdown that they're in. Yes, some of the governors are abusing their power, and this is what causes a lot of the problems. But we are looking forward to a great revival that will sweep North America. And I believe this coronavirus, which has locked us down for a couple of months, is going to be the kickstart as many, many Christians are forced to stay at home and reevaluate who they are. The Lord God has taken the God of sports away. He has taken away many of those idols that have been so dear to us. We are starting to reminisce and think about what's going to lie ahead. And the Bible teaches us that we're going to see these things escalate. I was listening to Mr. David Wilkerson not too long ago, and he had a message on a great revival that will sweep the entire globe just before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. He made a statement that really brought joy to my heart. He said that the church is going to go out in a glorious way and not in defeat. And when somebody listens to David Wilkerson, he always complains how the church operates. But this time, the Lord gave him a message on how glorious the church will simply become just before that great day when Jesus will come back. David Wilkerson, his prophecies, as a rule, come true. He prophesied in his book, The Vision. He prophesied of the terrible scourge of homosexuality that is going to become very militant. He prophesied cable television, and he also prophesied the VCR. That was when the motels and hotels had signs out that they have color television. That's how long ago this was prophesied. And he said this stuff, these VCRs and this cable television is going to be mostly used for pornography and for terrible watching of terrible movies. Look at where we are today, Mr. David Wilkerson. By the grace of God, you have gone to be with your Lord. You don't have to worry about what's going on anymore. But we are seeing these things. We are the generation that are seeing these terrible things. And we need to understand that God is not finished with America. He's not finished with Canada. He will yet pour out his spirit upon all flesh. The latter rains are supposed to be brought on. This is how things work. They work according to how scripture is written. So today I want to teach on an interesting subject about this great revival. I will give you scriptures that will show us how it will take place. But before we get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will open people's hearts to the signs of the times. I thank you, Lord, that you're awakening your church. You will bless the listener today as I bring forth this message. You will anoint this message in Jesus' name. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 54, there is an interesting scripture in verse 2 that is talking to the ministers of the gospel. Those who have ministries, they need to start paying attention to what is going to happen across the globe, because we are heading for that great and glorious revival that's going to hit the planet. It tells us, enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. So the Bible teaches us in that great revival, the cities of this world are going to experience a great move of the power of God. I've heard preachers preach that over the years, and I often wondered, when is that going to take place? Well, we are now in a time when these things are starting to happen. The Bible teaches us something very interesting in Acts chapter 2 in verse 17. It shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my spirit, and on my servants, and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in these days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And when will that happen? It'll happen in the time, as far as Acts chapter 2 is concerned, when there will be great wonders in heaven, signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke, and the sun turning to darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So here is the time we're in. We're in the time where we're seeing all these things coming to pass. The pestilences, the earthquakes, strange signs and wonders are being reported all over the planet. We have tsunamis that wipe out 300,000 to 400,000 people at a shot. It's unbelievable what we're seeing. We have great earthquakes that bring so much destruction, it's hard to imagine it. And then we have the power of God, the Holy Spirit, speaking to many, many people across the globe. In many Muslim countries, where it's not allowed to even go as a missionary, Jesus is appearing to people in their dreams and in visions. I know for a fact, because I have heard many testimonies of how God, Jesus himself, came to people in visions and dreams as they turned to the Lord in those Muslim nations. And even starting here in America, I heard of a great revival going on in Iran. And guess who the leaders are? It's the handmaidens, it's the women that have come to the forefront, because the men are being watched on every side and are being shot if they even preach the gospel. The women have taken it into their own hands and they're preaching the gospel. And those poor women are being locked up and abused terribly in the prisons of Iran. But the power and the Spirit of God is not stopped. It's moving ahead. Many people are being excommunicated from religious organizations and from religious churches just because they proclaim the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Because that message doesn't go well with religious organizations, because you take away their power, you take away their tranquility, you take away their smugness. No, a person has to become born again by the Spirit of the living God. He has to have a relationship with Jesus if he wants to enter into the kingdom of God. Here is what Joel chapter 2 in verse 23 tells us. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. We know for a fact, this is how it worked in Israel. When the Israelites came into the land of Canaan, God promised them something very interesting, and I'll explain it to you in Deuteronomy chapter 11 in verse 13. It tells us, it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Then I will give you the rain of your land in due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. Isn't that interesting? Here is how it works. The Israelis, before they planted, they would receive the first rains. And then the rain would come. The rain would come after the planting of the seed. And it would germinate and start to grow. Then they had periodically small rains until the time of the heading of the grain. And then the latter rains came, a soaker that would bring forth the crops where they had humongous bumper crops. That's how it went in the land of Israel when they served the Lord their God. And this is exactly how it'll work with us. The former rains have been given at the day of Pentecost. The power of the Holy Spirit was poured out. We saw a great revival at the beginning, just at the day of Pentecost. 3,000 people came to know the Lord, and the church was multiplied immensely that it basically took over the whole world. But the Bible teaches us something very interesting. He will also give us the latter rains just before the return of Jesus Christ, just before the crops start to mature. He will give us the latter rains. The power of God will sweep the earth, and we will have a bountiful harvest. Hallelujah. No wonder the Lord God tells us to enlarge our tents, to strengthen our ministry so that we will be able to bring forth to those who want to know the truth. This is what I'm telling the church today. Get to know your God. Get to know where you're supposed to minister so that you can be used by Him when that outpouring will begin. I want to say something here. The outpouring has already begun. I have experienced the power of the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, it is something that we all need to experience. Because if you believe in the gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit and you don't experience it, all you have is a doctrine. You have to experience it to have it for yourself. So this is why God says, enlarge your tents, get to know who you are, and let the power of God move in the midst of you. And for those of you who have been rejected by your fellow brethren and sisters, I know this happened to many in the last 30 years. They were rejected by their religious system, be you Hutterite or Mennonite or Catholic or Muslim. When you turned to Jesus, you were rejected by your fathers, by your sisters, by your brothers. Listen to this. Isaiah chapter 54 in verse 4. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Yes, you will experience the same people that have turned against you will turn around by the power of God and will start to look unto you for answers. Listen to what Isaiah chapter 16 verse 14 tells us. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the sole of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. This is the promise of God. Dear friends, those of you who know the Lord, those of you who have been praying and waiting and watching, God is about to begin to move. The great revival is about to start, and it already has started. We can hear of it all over the world. Yes, Jesus is going to make a short work on this planet, and then he'll take his bride on to himself. The terrible tribulation is awaiting for those that are wicked, for those that are rejecting God. They will experience the wrath of God like the world has never seen before. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to those around you and to yourself. Amen. Over the last 20 years, we have been preaching the gospel over the airwaves. We have preached it. We have preached the gospel over the internet and over radio. With radio, we reach across Western Canada, but with the internet, we reach the whole world because we get emails in from different parts of the world. The Bible teaches us to go into all the world and preach the gospel and to make disciples out of them. That is, in my book, that is to encourage those who turn to Christ, who come to know the Lord through this preaching. I am to encourage you to preach to those around you. Let them know that Jesus is the only way into the kingdom, for the Bible teaches us there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. John chapter 1 gives us an interesting scripture that teaches us this. For those who believe in Jesus, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. So if you are listening today and you believe in Jesus, you may live in a religious organization, but the Bible teaches us if you believe that Jesus existed as an historical figure, you then have the power to become his child. So the choice is up to you. Do you want to get into the kingdom of God? Well, you have the power. To them give he the power to become the sons of God. It is up to you. Lately, I've had requests to know on which radio stations we are on across Canada. That's Western Canada, and I'll give them to you today. For starters, we are on in Alberta, in High River, Alberta. That's on Sunday evening at 8 o'clock, 1140 on your AM dial. Again, in High River, Alberta, Sunday evening at 8 o'clock at 1140 on your dial. So you can listen to us in High River. We also are on in Chavanon, Saskatchewan. That's CJSN 1490 AM. That's on at 8:30 Sunday evening. You can listen to us Sunday evening at CJSN in Chavanon. We are also on in Swift Current, Saskatchewan at CKSW 570 on your AM dial. That's on at 8:30 p.m. Sunday evening. You can listen to us in Swift Current. The Lord wants us to preach the gospel, so we try to cover as much ground as we possibly can. And then here in Manitoba, we're on at CFAM in Altona, 950 on your dial. That's 7:30 Sunday evening. You can listen to us Sunday evening, 7:30 at CFAM. And then we're also on in Boissevain, Manitoba. That's CJRB 1220 on your AM dial. You can listen to us 7:30 Sunday evening. And then we're on in Dauphin, Manitoba. That's CKDM. And there we're on at 8 o'clock Sunday morning. And then CKJS, that's in Winnipeg, 810 on your AM dial, 8 o'clock Sunday morning. And for those of you who don't get this, you should send me a self-addressed envelope and I will send you the times and the dates that we're on. And we're also on the internet. You go on YouTube, punch in Reaching Out Ministries, and there you can listen to our church services. And also we have a website called www.reachingoutministries.com. There you can get the radio programs plus the church services. So here, these are the stations that we're on. And for those of you who are listening to these programs, who are being blessed by these programs, every now and then I get a letter in that tells us that I am your preacher. So you need to send us something to enlarge our tents. Send us a gift on a monthly basis. Become partner with us so that we can enlarge our tents. We can grow this ministry bigger. So let the Lord open your heart to this. For we are running out of time. Jesus is about to come back. And we need to finish this work so that we can all go home. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing.
Amen. Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.